really glad that everything is the way it is. It was hard back when I was, when I graduated from high school, that's when the mine closed.
Oh.
And then when Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas people came in and bought the homes that people had to leave and go work somewhere else for almost like nothing. You know, at that time, $2,000 or...
So these people just came from surrounding states?
Yeah. Like? And they had them a second home place. So that was what was tough. You know, you go uptown and you didn't know any of this. And it was so different before. You'd go and you knew everyone.
So these were all
everybody's
new?
Car, everybody's dog, everything. So
they were all just new people?
Yeah. That was the hardest.
Because those people that you knew before...
I mean, it kind of hurt.
Because, I mean, all those people that left, those were, they were like your...
Yeah.
Kind of like your second family.
But when the ski area opened and then changed and it kept the place alive, it had been a ghost town. I always figured it's just too nice of a place. God wouldn't want it to be that.
Oh, yeah. It's too beautiful for people not to be able to enjoy it.
So I'm just happy it is the way it is.
It's nice.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's nice. It's so gorgeous, people.
I'm glad I was able to live here and retire and make my retirement, you know.
Yeah.
It's and now it's just enjoyable. I mean, it's better all the time.
That's great.
Yeah, so I'm happy for everyone and everything that's happened. A lot of people just didn't like and kept holding grudges, and not me, man. I'm glad it's the way it is.
Yeah,
and may it continue.
Right, you got. I mean, you can't hold on to the past. You know?
May it continue. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate this so much, my turn.
Oh, that's all right, Meredith. I wasn't doing anything. My niece went to a steamboat spring. You know.
Oh right, I heard that was a great place to go.
That's why I got these more steady, but. They went the weekend there because her tenant has a family there, and the mother and I think his grandmother is going to be there, so they should be coming home today.
Oh, really? Did she have a place there, or was she just visiting?
No, she... Her tenant, that's the only reason she went, because he's got family there, and she went with him.
Oh, so she's with him visiting.
That's right.
Oh. Well, that's nice, right?
Yeah.
Hey. You get someone that pays you to stay with you and then takes you places?
Yeah,
that's great.
I'm glad she's there because she's been a help to me where I've had to get to the doctors or do this or that, and she takes me.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm glad to have her there.
Yeah. Well, you seem to be just fit as a fiddle, though. I mean, you're doing really good out here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to. You know, when I retired, they see me and they say, well, I thought you'd be over in Hawaii. I said, I've got my Hawaii here. Everything I need is here. Nothing draws me to go here, and then I'd want to go somewhere else, and what would I have? It's all here. I have it right here.
Have you ever gone to, like, surrounding states around here?
No, I hadn't. I had just one place out of Colorado.
Where did you?
When I was in Denver that time. I've been to Wyoming. But,
You ever been to Utah?
Mm-mm. Grand Junction, closest to Utah. That was
right. We drove
I'm completely content.